Joining me live in studio with the monthly report from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office is Sheriff Shane Johnson. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing all right. As always, appreciate you taking some time once a month to report on what's happening with the department. And, today it's we recently saw what happened in Freedom on the Idaho side of the border and the tragic incident with Cassie Klinger. And I don't think we can not mention that today and remember her and also talk about kind of the role of the sheriff's office in that response.
Yeah, I mean, just tragic and to be there and interact, it's just heartbreaking all the way around. But for that family and those kids, just a terrible situation. It's again brings back the reality of domestic violence and the issues that it can cause is up to and including the loss of life, and in this case in the most tragic way. The from a law enforcement standpoint, it was a little unique because it happened, these are Star Valley people and known to Star Valley. The incident happened over the border, so which is out of Wyoming, and so our role in that was pretty much an assistive role to Bonneville County, which we have a good relationship with. And of course our response time is much, much quicker. So we were first out there but we had communication with them the whole time of what they were asking us to do and what they wanted us to do before they got there. And they brought the cavalry when they came and all their resources. But yeah, I mean, I know it's all been said. It's just it's tragic, and again a reminder of domestic violence and the consequences and the it's preventable. It's if one of those, if you're in a situation or you know of a situation, do something about it. Ask for help, as tough as that may be, and let's work to prevent any further domestic violence.
Yeah, and it's difficult in this specific situation because it appears that there was a separation that had taken place.
Right.
We don't need to go into all the details surrounding that, but even after someone in that situation has maybe left the relationship, this incident goes to show that doesn't end the violence, right?
Well, there is a reality, and I remind people when they talk to me about it that there's a protection order in place, and that's the right thing to do, and it's a good thing. It does not put up a barrier around you, and so you still have to take precautions, and you still have to be careful. Sometimes protection orders tend to escalate. Again, those are individual decisions, but it's the right thing to do to get, and it's a first step, and sometimes the first step to get law enforcement involved as well. But yeah, it's a bad deal. It's tough on the community, and of course the family, just devastating on the family and those three little kids. Tough deal.
Yeah, no doubt. And you look at the resources that are available. Of course, Turning Point does a fantastic job in Lincoln County.
Turning Point's a great organization. They've helped a lot of people over time, that they continue to do that. They have resources in both ends of the county, in Kemmerer and Afton. They can help out just even questions about options, but they can provide shelter. They can help with domestic violence protection orders. They'll walk you through that process. They're good at it. They know the nuances of getting that. So something that may be a little intimidating, if you're thinking about going that route, they can walk you through it and make sure it's done correctly. Stalking orders, also sexual assault protection orders, all those type of things, that they're very well equipped to help somebody through that process and a good resource. And again, also do a great job of providing a temporary shelter in an emergency situation. So good resource that we have. We're lucky to have that.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in the studio this morning. And, another aspect of these types of moments, it's, of course, we think about the family and everyone affected around the community. And I always think about, man, the emergency response in not just this situation, the specific incident, but incidents similar to it, whether it be a crash or whatever it may be. That's gotta be hard on law enforcement and EMS and everybody that responds.
Yeah. One of the most frustrating things, one of them, not the most frustrating things you drive is try and drive code 3, meaning lights and sirens, through Star Valley. And I've worked in other states and it's not different there. So I'm not picking on Star Valley, but, trying to do it safely, because ultimately if you don't get there, you're not any help. And so first of all, you gotta respond safely, but there's, you know, traffic's heavy. Sometimes it's just the two lane and getting by traffic, trying to get to the only time we should be rolling cold is code with lights and siren is when we are able to affect a possible dangerous situation or immediate loss of property or life or serious body injury. So that's the criteria. But yeah, it's and then you get the numbers that were coming on this incident, and it changes everything, because we had probably no less than 30 to 40 emergency vehicles responding there to a small two-lane roads. So it got pretty crowded in a hurry, and it certainly drew the attention of about, you know, every resident in the north of Afton.
Yeah. So,
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that this highlighted was people want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And people want to be understandable of what's happening. And it is kind of a fine line to balance, because you want to protect the public safety and get information out. But at the same time, things are still evolving, things are still happening, and we see things that are assumed and rumors created and spread that really, really don't help at all, right?
Do not help at all, and makes matters worse when you have someone with partial or very little information to take it on themselves to start sharing that as gospel and as something that they know. It's counterproductive for law enforcement. It's counterproductive for the ongoing investigation, and potentially puts first responders and other potential victims in a worse situation when the information is just assumed or made up and then shared. It's not a good deal. I was going to joke when I came in that I was here for an application for the Facebook police, that joke advertisement, that funny advertisement you had on earlier. But it's so true. So many great things from social media and Facebook. It's done amazing things. It's a good tool for government and good tool for law enforcement. But, you know, it certainly can cause some problems, especially when it's used inappropriately or when it's used to share information that's inaccurate of an ongoing, dangerous, and that is still active situation. So yeah, that's frustrating. We I know we put out a little statement together about that, but it's a good reminder, and I hope that people recognize it and make better decisions about that. You know, I'm not one to get and tell people on their personal decisions, and, you know, people on Facebook and or whatever they're comfortable sharing. In this case, just don't be sharing stuff that you don't know about. It's not helpful.
In the incident where there is a public safety concern, let's say that there was something going on where people needed to shelter in place. If there was that situation, how is that handled from an information standpoint?
So a couple different ways. If, you know, so one of the things that may come up is possibly a lockdown at school. Originally, we knew there was kids. We don't know if some of the kids were in school. We were just learning, you know, that would be an option, but we would contact the schools directly. We have a school resource officer. That discussion happened. He was on top of that. I know where there were some protocols put into place, but those were decisions made by the school, not directed for us, just to err on the side of safety, which is not a bad thing. But we have Code Red, which we've talked about on here in the past. That's our ability to send out mass messages to a geographical area, so you can map out you know, 2 mile radius or 5 mile radius, or everybody in North Lincoln or everybody in South Lincoln, and send a message about what's going on and what they can do to keep themselves safe. So we do have that option. In the case down there where we were at, we went door to door to make some notifications about, you know, potential dangerous situation and what they were going to see happening there, and the huge response from first responders. So that can happen several different ways, but we knew right away at that point that the situation was contained. And I don't begrudge anybody who wants to know more, but the reality is our priority at that time is trying to defuse that situation and keep people safe. And so we'll put that information out. And like I said, typically it's one of the quickest ways is by Code Red, which you can get on Lincoln County's website and sign up for that. I know we've talked about that a few times.
Sure. Sheriff Shane Johnson in the studio this morning. Sheriff, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I just appreciate the time, be able to come in and talk and visit with you and you giving us this opportunity. So thanks, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning and the monthly report from Sheriff Shane Johnson. It's the SVI Radio Network.